Okay, so random fact of the month is that even though I'm only 20, so I can't actually drink alcohol yet, I bought wine glasses the other day so that I can drink like sparkling water out of them and still feel fancy. Moving on. Thank you so much for all your questions, guys. Every month I look forward to doing these, so thank you. The first question is from Simon R. You asked, if you could own any mythical creature, if it is dangerous, it's completely loyal to you, which one would you want? And if you could be any mythical creature, which one would you like to be? It would definitely be a fairy because they're small and generally good-natured, I think. And they also have magic, so they could grant me small wishes and stuff like that. I think they also talk, right? Or usually they can talk. So that would be fun because we could be friends and they could just hang out on my shoulder and go everywhere with me. As for what mythical creature I'd most want to be, I'm gonna go with a fairy or a mermaid. The only thing about being a mermaid is I don't know if I'd want to be one long term, because I'd miss walking around on land and doing human things. And I'd probably get bored of the ocean after a few days. So, that said, I think it would be fun to be a fairy because I could fly around and explore places. And it would be cool to be so miniature because, like, a cup of tea would be like a hot tub and a flower would be like a bed. I think it'd be so fun. Rome asked, what's your favorite period from history? Maybe the late 90s when people had internet but didn't have smartphones, because you could communicate with anyone in the world instantly and you had constant access to information, but there was no pressure with social media. Although I do realize that YouTube hadn't been invented yet, so if we were living in the 90s right now, I'd be unemployed. But I do like the 90s and I do like low-rise jeans. J.R. Claw asked, favorite type of weather? Right after it's rained and the sun is starting to peek back out, and you can smell rain on the pavement and it's a little chilly out. Ryan Pott asked, are you religious? And if not, why? I was raised Christian. I grew up going to church. But honestly, the church I grew up going to was kind of toxic and not the best representation of Christianity, I don't think. So I wouldn't say I really practice any religious rituals or anything, but I do believe in God and I do pray. And I think that the most important part of being Christian is to love people no matter what. Treat everyone with love and respect. Be humble. Don't be judgmental. You guys know the drill. Naza or Niza, I'm not sure how you say it. I think Naza, asked, imagine you're on a road trip across the US. What places would you want to visit the most? Ooh, some places I want to visit are New York City, because I feel like that's a must. Same with Las Vegas. I've never been to Las Vegas. Holland in Michigan. It's this really cute college town that has stuff like tulip festivals. Also Outer Banks in North Carolina. Not just because of the TV show, but also because I'd love to go scuba diving and explore shipwrecks. And lastly, Zion National Park for sure. A Marshmallow Pie asked, what is your dream car? If you don't have one, what is your favorite scenery? Forests, mountains, etc. My dream car is maybe a Nissan Figaro, and my favorite scenery, I think tropical white sand beaches. Not that I've ever been to one, but I would love to at some point. Christopher Abraham Luciano asked, favorite TV show and favorite movie? My favorite TV show is Gilmore Girls, and my favorite movie is Titanic. I acknowledge that the first half of the movie is really cheesy. I honestly prefer the second half. That's when things get interesting. J-Dog asked, do you prefer mountains or ocean beaches? I think beaches. However, it's a close call. I love both. I'm thrilled with either. J-Dog also asked, what are some techniques you use to help when you have writer's block? When I have writer's block, I definitely need to step away from my computer for a little bit. I find that breaks do wonders. But if that doesn't work, I search for inspiration. So, looking at writing prompts on Tumblr is a huge help. Sometimes, also, I'll turn on my favorite TV show, and sometimes there will be a scene or a few lines of dialogue that I can draw inspiration from and kind of flesh into an entire script. Cat with a Hat asked, have you gone to any national parks in California? If so, what were your favorites? The only national park I've been to in California is Yosemite. I've been there a few times because I used to live pretty close. Poe Shizzle asked, what would cause you to end all content and close the VA chapter of your life? Probably if like my entire family found my channel and then played it through the living room speakers during Thanksgiving with like all my relatives present, that would just be, I think I'd crawl under the table and die. Yeah, I don't know. The thing is, if people I knew in real life knew about my channel, and like if I knew that they were going to listen to it, I think it would affect my work a lot because I'd be really self-conscious and just not as comfortable in front of the microphone, which is maybe stupid, but then, I don't know, maybe some of you can understand that, I don't know. Poe Shizzle asked, silly question, red or blue? I prefer the color blue. Poe Shizzle also asked, my daughter's question, what would you rather be, a princess, eventually a queen, or a guarded angel to a lonely child that would grow up to be an amazing person that'll do wonderful things and have a great family? Note, I had to word it much better than how she asked it. That's the cutest thing I've ever heard. Oh my gosh. I think I'd rather be a guardian angel to a lonely child. I feel like that would be more fulfilling. That's such a sweet question. Please give your daughter a big hug for me. Raven asked, what are your hobbies? Like, are you a gamer girl, movie fanatic, or skater, or what? I love books. I think reading is my favorite hobby. Raven also asked, are you into sci-fi movies like Star Wars, Harry Potter, / Fantastic Beasts? You know, I'm not big on sci-fi, but I will watch Star Wars with the right company. I do really like the prequels, like Attack of the Clones and Revenge of the Sith, those ones. And I also like Harry Potter movies, for sure. But I'm not super interested in the Fantastic Beasts movies. I haven't actually seen those. Bagel Tanker asked, how do you balance what you want to make versus what you think your audience wants? That's a good question. I think most of the time it overlaps, which is nice. But as a general rule for myself, though, I never make audios that I do not want to make. But your guys' preferences definitely influence me, obviously. Like, I have quite a few audio ideas written down that I would have fun making, but that I know wouldn't get a lot of views, so I haven't made them. Basically, to put things simply, I don't record anything I don't want to record, but I always prioritize what I think my audience will like. Zero Factor asked, what are your top 4 ASMR artists? I rolled a d20 to determine the number. My favorite ASMR artists. The funny thing is, I don't really listen to ASMR very often. When I do, it's usually kind of to check out what other creators are making so I can like stay in the loop of what's popular. But some really talented ASMR artists, I think, are Endearin Audio, Dreams of Peaches, Ash ASMR, and Maze Underground ASMR. There are plenty of other talented VAs, obviously, but those are the first few that come to mind. Sam asked, what is something that puts a smile on your face no matter how bad you're feeling? My mom. She always, always cheers me up. She's my favorite person in the whole entire world. David E, maybe? I'm not sure how it's said, but what's your favorite hobby? I think this came up earlier, but reading. I love reading. Zero Face asked, have you ever rewritten history, so to speak, and made content reflecting a different choice or outcome? That is a really good question. And yeah, I had to think about it for a minute. I don't think that I have, or if I have, I did it subconsciously, but I don't think that I have. That's a really interesting question. Jake B. asked, are you a Harry Potter fan? If you are, I would like to ask, what house would you want to join if you went to school at Hogwarts? I do like Harry Potter, and if I were to be in a Hogwarts house, I think I'd want to join Hufflepuff. Dude from Bellring asked, do you watch any type of anime? If not, I would love to be the first to recommend Ranking of Kings, as someone who thinks you would love the storytelling and writing of the series. Ooh! Yeah, I actually don't watch any anime, but thank you for the recommendation. I'll remember that name. Aaron asked, if you met someone you liked, but they turned into one of the werewolves from the quarry once a month, would that be a deal breaker? you know what? I don't think so. I think we could make it work. Every relationship has its obstacles. Aaron also asked, I remember you said you were shy about people knowing you did an ASMR channel. What do you tell someone who asks what you do for work? Does having a secret like that make you feel like a superhero or something? quite the opposite. I do not feel like a superhero. I honestly hate that I'm too self-conscious to be more, like, upfront about it. It kind of depends who's asking, though. Most of the time, I say I do writing and voice acting, and then if they ask, like, what platform, I say I'm too self-conscious to have people I know looking it up. Sometimes I'll say that I have a YouTube channel, and I say I do voice acting on it, but I don't give any more information. And then to, like, relatives, I've gotten used to saying that I'm a ghostwriter. It was my parents' idea, actually, because they know that I would die if relatives searched up my YouTube channel. So my parents often tell people they know that I do ghostwriting, which is basically anonymous writing. Or it's like it's writing under a pseudonym or sometimes writing for other people anonymously. And then when people ask follow-up questions, they're just like, oh, I don't know, she doesn't really tell us what she does. And then I worry that everyone's going to think I make a living off of, like, OnlyFans or dealing drugs or something, but whatever, it's fine. Aaron also asked, have you thought about trying audios where you voice multiple characters doing different voices? The thought has popped into my head before, but I immediately shut it down because I'm terrible at doing different voices. I have literally zero range. Aaron also asked, what's your advice for someone who wants to meet / date an intelligent, creative, charming, introverted girl in the 18 to 85 age bracket asking for a friend? I would say with dating any girl, be her friend first, and if she likes you, she'll let you know. Smitty asked, have you ever been recognized in public from your voice by a fan or a friend? No, I haven't. That would be crazy. I'd probably faint. Khan asked, if money was no object, what would you do all day? I guess travel. I think I'd explore the world and stay in really expensive Airbnbs, like in tree houses and castles and stuff. Khan asked, what three items would you take with you on a deserted island? Water, a fishing net, and a submarine so I can leave. Does that count? It probably wouldn't do me much good, actually, because I don't know how to operate one, but maybe I could figure it out. Simon R. asked, when you pick an audio suggestion from the suggested audio post, does that mean all other suggestions are 100% dead / not gonna happen? Asking for a friend. No, not necessarily. You can make the same suggestion multiple times. But if I haven't picked it after a couple times, though, the chances are I probably won't end up recording it. Gray Monahan asked, what would make your day better today? This sounds so mean, but I made plans to go swimming with someone from my yoga class tomorrow, and for some reason my social battery is just not charging, and I also have a lot of stuff to do, and so it would just make my day if she'd cancel. I know that sounds terrible. If you wrote a song or an album, what would it be called? How about serendipity? I love that word, and it means a string of chance events that lead to a happy outcome. I love that. Similarly, you've mentioned writing a book in the future, which we all know would be outstanding, but do you know what it would be called or about? Maybe it would be an anthology of short contemporary love stories. So, like, I guess pretty much my audios, except in written form. What time of day do you prefer to record? And do you have a routine of how you prepare for your acting? I don't have any kind of routine. I just kind of get in front of the mic and start talking. And I kind of just record whenever I feel like it. So sometimes in the morning, sometimes late at night, sometimes mid-afternoon. There have been times, though, where I'll record late at night while I'm really tired. And I'll think that I did an okay job, and then I'll listen to it the next morning and be like, wow, I sound exhausted, and then I have to re-record it. What was the last song you sang along to out loud? That's a fun question. I was in the car, it was yesterday, and I was singing along to Missing You Sucks by Clara May. What is your dream menu? Starter, main course, side, dessert, and drink. Starter, I'm gonna say garlic bread. Main course is gonna be pizza. Side, we'll go with salad, so there's something healthy in there. For dessert, I'm gonna say strawberry shortcake. And for the drink, a refreshing iced tea. If, by coincidence, you ever met one of your patrons or listeners, what would your reaction be, assuming they didn't recognize you or your voice? Would you mention it, keep it a mystery, perhaps even run away, even if they were nice? Oh, wow. I think I'd keep it a mystery. Yeah, I definitely keep it a mystery. If an audio was tailor-made just for you, what would it be about? It would be adventurous. There would be some kind of crime we'd have to solve, and so we'd have to sneak out and like put clues together or something, but it would also have a lot of comedic relief. Why does everyone keep betraying Elijah? Everyone. I'm sorry, I know, right? I'm glad you're liking Vampire Diaries so much. And because you should be, what are you proud of yourself for this month? And I'll go one further, what are you proud of yourself for today? I am proud of myself for persevering. I had an anxiety attack about a week ago, and I was really worried that I was going to pass out, but I stuck it out and ended up fine. So as for today, I'm proud of myself for, I guess, getting a lot of work done. J-Dog asked, if you could go back and do over some audios, which ones would you change and what would you change? There are so many I'd love to redo. mostly just so that the mic quality is better, and I guess also my voice acting. But I'd want to read you that sharing a tent with your ex-girlfriend audio. I think I'd maybe make my character a little less angry. She would be a little nicer, a little more likable. And then I'd redo my Truth or Dare Leads to Confession audio, which is one of my really old ones. And I'd make it so there's a bigger pause in between each line, because I remember wishing I'd had bigger pauses. I'd also remake the Flirty Best Friend Sleeps Over audio. I'd make it less weird. That one was honestly just so, like, random. And I'd redo the Rebellious Popular Girl Part 3 one, because the volume on that one is significantly lower than my other audios. I can't remember, like, what happened there or why that was, but, yeah, I'd fix that. Yeah, I think that's pretty much it for now. Those are the first few that come to mind. Trevor M. asked, what editing software do you use for your audios? I use Audacity. Would you ever do a behind-the-scenes look at what goes into making an audio from conception of an idea to final publish? I know that's a lot of work to put that together, lol. I was actually thinking of doing that. I just haven't really had the time to. But, yeah, I think that would be really fun. When you write the audios, do you have a copy written down of what your version of the other part would be? Like a complete back-and-forth transcript? Good question. No, I don't. The script is just cleaner and easier to read if there aren't other lines. And also, the script is supposed to make sense on its own without the listener's written responses. So writing out the listener's responses would, I guess, just ultimately be kind of a waste of time. If you were to cast an actress to portray you in a movie about your life, who would it be? I think maybe Christine Froseth. Before you came up with your channel name, what were some of the alternatives that you came up with? Ooh, there were quite a few. I remember I had a list, and I wish I still had it, but, I remember Moonflower was on there, so was Clandestine. That was actually my channel's name for, like, the first month. Elixir was also one of the ideas, but that's all I can remember right now. M. Meyer asked, did you see the new Top Gun? No, I did not. Do you have fun? Yes, I do. Is your dad a cop? No, he is not. All right, I'm gonna end this here. That's all the questions. So thank you guys for asking them, and I will do this again next month. Bye, guys. Mwah.